Everybody bow.
What up, Wild Crew?
We back. Hey, it's your boy The Pusher with Laughing Abby, episode 16.
We out here. We doing a dang thing.
Dang. Guys, it's been crazy. 17 weeks we've been doing this. I think you did. It's been 17 weeks since we've been on air.
17 weeks. Do you know how many days that is? Obviously, we haven't been on the air every single day.
17 weeks is...
119 days we've had a podcast. Wow.
Consistency is key.
Wow.
But today we have a lot that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the future of Running Wild.
Yep.
So, how do we get this started, Laughing Abby? I got it. Let's start with... what's happening in our lives?
What's happening? James, tell us what's happening. We mentioned it a little bit on last week's podcast. Yours, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. There's a lot of heaviness going on in my heart right now, in my mind, because I got so much to think about and so much weight that I'm carrying that it's really hard to even focus.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just to give you guys a quick update of really what's truly happening is... you know,
before we go into this, yeah. Can we talk about some definitions? You know, throwing it back to the OG podcast where we talk about definitions.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Go ahead.
So I heard another podcast literally first thing this morning. One of my favorite podcasts released one. And I was listening to it. It was my phone was just sitting on my chest while I was still half asleep. But it was freaking good. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. But they talked about, just briefly, somebody made a passing comment about the difference in being transparent and being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that really stuck out to me. And I had planned to go more in depth with what we mentioned last week about yours. But I think that's a good starting place to talk about that. I'm going to go back to definitions.
Yeah, go ahead.
The definition of transparency is easily seen through, and the definition of vulnerability is capable of or susceptible to being wounded or hurt.
Mm.
So I feel like, James, the pusher, that we have done a good job, and we mentioned this last week, I think, too, or the week before, I'm not sure. We have done a good job at being transparent. We are allowing people to see us for who we are, what we're going through. Sometimes we don't always mention that that's what we're going through, but these topics are always something that's near to our heart and applicable to our lives at the time. But we have not always done a great job at being vulnerable. And the difference, like I said, transparent, you guys can see us, but we're not vulnerable in the way of we are literally putting our hearts out there and we're laying it out there, allowing people to have criticisms and comments about us as a person, not just about what we're doing. So we are going to be vulnerable today, not just transparent.
Mm.
So
that's good.
Give the Wild Crew what they want to hear and be a little vulnerable about your life, James.
Well, it's crazy. So for most of you guys that know me and for those that don't, I am actually a pastor. Been pastoring, been in ministry for close to 14 years now.
Wow.
And if you truly want me to be vulnerable, I'll give you my story. When I was 16, was quote unquote called into ministry, if anybody knows what the heck that means, because that's a lot of Christian lingo. But at 16, truly felt like I was going to be in ministry or the church world for the rest of my life. And so when I was 16, really felt like there was a kind of had like this vision of what my life would look like. And I've been holding on to that vision for almost 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very long time to hold on to something that you haven't seen unfold or haven't seen come to pass yet. So with that being said, mm-hmm. been living in the Christian world ministry for 14 years now, serving as a pastor on different churches and whatnot, and recently received the opportunity to move into a more of associate, which is kind of like a co-pastor term, to eventually lead a church mm-hmm. of our own. And I truly feel like this is the next step of our life. And really feel like this is potentially the beginning of the true unfold of that vision that captivated me when I was 16. So mm-hmm. I know that's a lot of detail or a lot of heaviness, but what I'm trying to say is going from there, just to, you know, to be more simplistic, me and my wife are moving. Mm-hmm. to another city in Georgia, Acworth, Georgia. And there's a really big heaviness on me for two reasons. Okay. One, because I'm a little nervous of this next step because it's huge. It's a huge opportunity. Two is because I feel responsible mm-hmm. not only for what's to come, but also for people who are coming with us.
Ooh.
And so, so what I mean by being vulnerable is just letting you guys know
yeah.
what's happening in significant detail. We are moving to a church that is already planted for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's settled. It's has its foundation, but the church, which is pretty much most churches in America
yeah.
need propelling mm-hmm. and change.
Mm-hmm.
But change is not always easy.
It's not.
So
we change have is said, something no, you have change, to grief.
Change is hard.
It brings grief, yeah.
It changes hard. So we are bringing a team to help us transition this church to even greater and better days.
Yeah. Because it's struggling right now, yeah?
It is. Yeah, we would say that. We would say that. And so with that being said, my heart's heavy. I'm mm-hmm. excited. I really am pumped.
Mm-hmm.
But this is tough.
Yeah.
It is really tough. So running wild, know that in the next couple of weeks, next couple of episodes, I will be talking a lot more about this because when we first started this podcast, you know, really didn't want to mention that I was a pastor. Not that I was afraid or embarrassed of it,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to keep this podcast kind of separate of my ministry life.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So just being really vulnerable, I'm going to start. You know, I'm not trying to say I was hiding from that, but it's just, I know how the world thinks and views yeah. things.
We both had the mm-hmm. same heart in this, I think. We just didn't want to turn off people that weren't Christians or didn't believe yeah. the way we believed because of the, what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Because of the, I guess the connotation it has, is that
yeah,
the right
no,
word?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, basically because how people view Christianity yes. these days, we didn't want to
turn anybody off of the podcast or us as people just because that's how we believe, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and so, but now we have a different mindset.
Yeah.
As of, and just being me real, raw and authentic right now is...
And vulnerable
is, you know... This is who I am.
Yeah.
And this has got me to where I am today. So mm-hmm. why not share the real me?
Yeah.
And let people know, like, I am a pastor, but prayerfully, I'm not a typical pastor. And what I mean by that, not putting any pastors down, but we like to live our life differently. You know, mm-hmm. me and my wife, and of course you, we live our lives solely based off of the love for people and relationships. Yeah. According to how God has loved us and mm-hmm. presented that to us, and we try to live that way out, that style out.
Yeah.
So we try to be a little different, you know. We still like to have fun and be yeah. crazy stuff, but so we're gonna start transitioning our content to more of who we are, mm-hmm. Including Laughing Abby as well, because she's also coming.
You guys are in for it.
So the only reason why she's moving is so we can do the podcast once a week.
Right. No. I'm moving up there just so we can do podcasting.
No. So our lives are about to change.
A lot.
You are correct. They are going to change a lot. But what's changing about your life, Abby?
Oh, God. I am good at transparency. I'm not good at vulnerability. I will be transparent till the day I die. I'll tell anybody anything. But if it is vulnerable for me, like it doesn't even cross my mind to tell someone because I'm like, nope. I think it's a protective mechanism or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, you know, with as long as me and Aubrey have known you, probably about a year now, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit over a year. We've noticed that about you. Even as us knowing you for a year now, it still is hard for you to even share some things with us that is vulnerable.
Yeah, don't get vulnerable.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's tough. And I think I am the same way when it comes to vulnerability. Maybe I haven't been as vulnerable as I should be because it is a protection layer mm-hmm. for my life.
Yeah.
You know, for example, like doing this podcast as a pastor, mm-hmm. which is nothing wrong with that. Or, you know, maybe not sharing that as much. Or also with my business, knowing that I have this business for the past 8 years, but yeah, I don't tell people I own a business. Yeah. I just,
Well, if you go back to the definition of vulnerability, it's capable of being wounded or hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason it's so hard for me is because in a lot of my life, I've been wounded and hurt.
Yeah.
And it's not really been anybody's fault. Specifically, it's just been multiple people. Sometimes it's my own fault. So I just have this wall up that I don't let people in. And I don't like, I'm a people pleaser, and I don't like upsetting people. So I've noticed even in this transition, because I am moving alongside you guys to North Georgia, I have not told many people. Mm-hmm. I have mentioned it, not even my family, really. I've mentioned it to my family a couple times, but just this past weekend, we went to dinner, I think Saturday night, and they were like, so what about that thing you mentioned? And I was like, oh, and I had to tell them. Yeah. And I don't know why it's so hard for me.
I think life is about to change so dramatically for a lot of us. And I don't know why it's hard for me either, Abby. I can't explain it.
I hate it. It makes me nauseous. Like my, you know, on the Enneagram when we talked about in the gut triad,
yeah.
My stomach gets upset when I like am.
So let's talk on about that. Why is that happening for us right now?
Why is what happening?
Like, why are we? Why is it so hard to share? At what point does it make it vulnerable for us? What part can we get hurt?
I think.
Is it because the unknown, and so we don't want to be wrong?
I don't think it's that for me. Going back to the Enneagram, because I'm a nerd about it. It may be that for you, because that's a lot of threes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have the successful appearance. Their title is the achiever.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to achieve success and the people pleasing side of things. I think for me, it is, I don't know. I'm so introspective in certain moments, but when it comes to being vulnerable, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's hard. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Like, my brain won't even go there.
Yeah. So we're learning this right now as we speak. We're talking about the two differences of being transparent, which we pretty much are.
Yeah.
And now being vulnerable. But Running Wild podcast is truly about to go to that state.
Yeah.
From here on out, it's going to be vulnerability or vulnerable city. because we want to show and share with our WOW crew what this is all about. So our content's about to change. Things are about to happen that are totally different than what we've seen the past 17 episodes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is a good thing, because what I was saying earlier is we have to start sharing our life with or of our expertise.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've been doing that. I think we've been showing the transparency of what we've studied or what we could know, but maybe we need to start sharing more life experiences.
Yeah.
And sharing the vulnerable state of that, which is what we're good at. You know, we're good at this, blah, blah, blah. And so this is what's happening in our lives right now. We really don't share that in deep with our WOW crew. So you're about to get that ASAP.
He might have a different co-host next week, guys.
But it's going to be good because, you know, we're growing, we're learning. And guys, you know, being transparent versus vulnerability, being vulnerable, it's a big step for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to close this way because there's not much we can say right now. We're excited. Boom. These next couple episodes is going to be awesome. This move is going to be awesome. It's going to be great. It's going to be crazy. But in the next few weeks, we might even take a break. We might. I don't know if we are, because I have a lot of pride in this consistency.
I love the consistency. But we want to do it with excellence. Yeah. And it may not... We may not have the time to do it in excellence
in the transition. We're going to restructure. You know? Guys, we're going to restructure. We're going to replan. Go to the drawing boards. Because we don't want to quit Running Wild podcast. We don't. Mm-mm. We want to continue it, but we want to come out with a better focused.
Yeah. More authentic, more vulnerable.
Yeah. So you guys stay tuned to what's coming next, because we're about to hit the charts for real. And that's a play on words, because we're about to hit it big, and we're also about to hit the actual podcast charts and start hitting it big as well.
What do you mean? We already have millions of followers.
That's right. We already do. So today we just wanted to kind of explain a little bit what's happening and what's to come for the future, because we're not quitting.
No.
But we're going to try to make this better for your listening ears, because we love you guys, even though we've never met you.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, let's end. Super simple today. 18-minute podcast. But it's about to flip the script on this junk.
Yeah. Do something, since we end with a challenge.
Yeah.
Do something, Wild Crew, James, the pusher, me. Do something this week that is a little vulnerable.
That's hard. I'm being vulnerable today, and that's tough.
Yeah,
for
you
me.
Are. I'm not. And I haven't sorry,
even
been able to,
like, I haven't even really, really gone deep.
Yeah, sorry, Wild Crew. I'm not there yet. I'll get there. I'll get there. Maybe next week. That's what I'll do. Maybe I'll be a little vulnerable next week. I gotta gather my thoughts.
We love you guys, and we'll see y'all never, because it's a podcast. We don't see people.
I was like, James, we just told him we weren't stopping.
So we'll present our voices to you guys in the near future. We love you guys so much. Peace out. We are running wild.